I'm just kind of struck by that story because, well, we have you to tell us what to do, but you didn't have anyone. So you really did have an invisible sword. And it's easy to overlook how amazing that is.
I think the grace comes in many forms. The grace comes in the form of a guru, in the form of a teaching, and also comes invisibly in the time of need from within you. I think the key is undivided love for freedom and peace and undivided frustration and dislike for ordinary life. And that's something that when it happens to us, in the eyes of the world, we're miserable. But to the eyes of divine, yes, I've been waiting for you. Go. Now you can move on. Like I said in I Am the Child, when young people talk about their anxiety and depression and this and that, I actually inside giggle because I know that this is the key to readiness, and they are not putting up with anything less than that, as I didn't. But thank you for noticing that. I always said that the Great One paved the road for us, and we have to pave the road for the next generation by hard work and dedication.
With all the tools and practices, just to be able to recognize just that knowing that you're going in the wrong direction, which is just temporary, just that recognizing that hardware is just like, okay, you need to stop, you know, following the thoughts. And I think just that part is just so huge that brings you back.
Yeah, and I think we were all in the mall together in the different times. Seriously. The sword has been given to us, you know, to all of us.